Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and our Word of the Week. Over the next couple of weeks, we will be considering words that have to do with marriage. We began this study with the topic of marriage, and today we're talking about another related term, the term fornication. Fornication, in the biblical sense, both in the Old and the New Testament, is a term that describes any sexual activity outside of God's marriage relationship. Sometimes it is translated fornication or sexual immorality, which brings in the idea that it is an immoral behavior related to sexual activity. In the world that we live in today, it's especially important for us to understand this term. We live in a world and in a society that encourages sexual activity outside of marriage of almost any kind. In our world, we have an automatic acceptance of what is called hookup culture, a getting together with other individuals. There are apps like Tinder that encourage this type of thing, hookup culture. We have problems with cohabitation, people living together outside of marriage. And then we get into other issues that are accepted in our society, such as homosexuality or bisexuality and more. All of these things are described and condemned by this concept of fornication. And while these ideas or concepts are accepted and even demanded by our society, we're going to be taking a look at what God has to say about such an attitude regarding His blessing found in the estate of marriage. Now, in the Greek, the word fornication is derived from the word porneia, and it's from that Greek word porneia that we get the English word pornography. And this describes that sexual deviation that God is forbidding in this particular word. The word fornication is a very broad term, describing all different kinds of sexual activity that God condemns. There are other words that the Bible uses also that are related to the word fornication, such as adultery, that are a little bit more specific. Fornication is any sort of sexual activity by a person who is married or unmarried, whereas adultery describes sexual activity outside of the marriage relationship with a person who is married. We'll take a look at a couple of examples. First of all, we look at the words of Jesus found in Matthew chapter 15, verse 19. There Jesus says, "Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies." Notice how there Jesus describes almost the entire second table of the law, all of the different ways in which we sin against our neighbor. Evil thoughts, murders, dealing with the fifth commandment, adulteries, fornications, dealing with the sixth commandment, thefts, dealing with the seventh commandment, and then false witness, dealing with the eighth commandment. The Lord describes how all of these things are related. In our world, there are those who would say that murder is worse than these other activities. But our Savior puts all of these things together, and He says all of these things are coming from the heart. They're all evil, and they're all harmful to our society and to our neighbor. Now, the Apostle Paul makes it a little bit more specific in his letter to the Corinthians. In chapter 6 of his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul says, "Now the body is not for fornication or sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body." And then just a couple of verses later, he goes on and he says, "Flee fornication or sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality or fornication sins against his own body." The Apostle Paul says, get away from fornication. Get away from sexual activity outside of the marriage relationship. He says this is harmful, and it is a sin that is done against our own body. Again, Paul writes in Colossians chapter 3, therefore put to death your members which are on earth, that is, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Now, those are some pretty strong words by the Apostle Paul. He points out that fornication is idolatry. Now, some people might say, well, how could that be idolatry? I'm not worshiping a false god. But when we practice sexual activity outside of the marriage relationship, we have set up a false god. We are worshiping or following, loving, trusting in the false god of this sexual activity outside of the bounds which God has given for the blessing of our society. It is that which we love more than anything else. It's that which we love more than God. Yes, the scriptures warn us of the dangers of fornication, of porneia, of that sexual activity or any sexual activity outside of the marriage relationship. It is through that marriage relationship that the Lord gives many blessings to human beings here on earth. We pray that the Lord would help us to understand the dangers of fornication and to flee the temptations that are put before us in this world.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.